Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got lots of Dallas Cowboys stuff to talk about. Cowboys get drummed again on Thanksgiving. The playoff hopes are so incredibly dim. They would need to win five games in a row and hope for some other things to happen. So your playoff hopes and dreams have probably all but been dashed at this point. But there was other chaos going on Thanksgiving, Ben, so we figured maybe we'd have a Thanksgiving postgame show. And for starters, I'm sure a lot of our listeners, maybe they were more dialed in on this. You did your Thanksgiving at your house.
Yeah.
So you know all the parameters of what you're dealing with. We went to Thanksgiving at my mom's house in Rockwall. And my mom has the dish, all right? I don't. I have AT&T UVerse, so I'm not aware of what's going on with the dish these days. In other words, if there's news about the dish, I'm going to just move on to the next thing. Well, apparently, the dish is having some problems with CBS. Yesterday's Cowboys game was on CBS. I learned of this problem at 3:16 when I walked away from the lunch table into the next room to flip the TV from Fox to CBS, and on the guide it says, due to restrictions with CBS, we do not carry their programming, something like that, and they're showing some instructional video about how to use the on-demand feature with the dish. And I'm like, what?
Okay, so is this something that people at Dish have known for a while that they weren't going to get the Cowboy game?
Okay, well, look, my mom and my stepfather aren't going to be the greatest barometer of this because they're not big TV consumers, but they had no idea that this was the thing, okay? No clue whatsoever. I did see a tweet about it. I think it became a thing on Wednesday, actually, but I could be wrong. If you have the Dish, text in 877-881-1053. But for me, it was, dude, I barely knew this was a thing. It seems like it would have been a much bigger deal considering the Cowboy game on Thanksgiving is what the whole world is about. So I was really shocked by all this. I had been taping the game, so I always tape the Cowboy game. But then I'm like, we usually, when we go do Thanksgiving at my mom's, we show up there at noon or one or whatever. We eat about two, and then we stay until 7 or 8. So I was like, well, wait, am I going to go home? Then I was like, well, I don't want my kids to have to leave. Am I going to Uber home on Thanksgiving? Uber said they could have gotten me home in an hour.
What'd you do?
I went to Aunt Susie's, who happens to also live in Rockwall. And the only thing I missed, I walked in on third down on the first drive for the Cowboys. So all I missed was the kickoff and two plays, which I heard on 105.3 The Fan, the home of Dallas Cowboys football.
Was Aunt Susie at the festivities at your parents' house?
No, she was coming back.
That's got to be awkward, though, right?
Well, no, she went to Mansfield to go be with Randy and Jennifer in the gang.
You sure she didn't want to be over there at your mom's house?
Pretty positive.
So, because you had to call her and say, hey, I'm at this awesome party.
No.
But we don't have the Cowboy game. Can I come to your house?
That's a fair question.
And she could have been alone there with a turkey TV dinner crying, and you would have been.
No, she was with her grandkids in Mansfield.
Okay, right. So she cares more about her grandkids than
me.
Yeah, okay.
She loves me, but not as much as she loves her grandkids.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Grandkids are great.
So they actually were rolling in at their house. Like, my mom called Susie, hey, are you home? Mm-hmm. She's like, we're walking in the door because they had early lunch. So, and then I guess all the other folks are going to go fishing. So I was able to, and then by the time the first half was over, Gretchen, my sister, used her Hulu on my mom's laptop and an HDMI cable to wire it into the big TV. So I watched the second half of the Cowboy game streaming.
That's awesome. Your sister MacGyvered it back
on? She MacGyvered it. Now,
God,
let me ask,
she's awesome.
Let me ask you about this. Have you watched a game streaming before?
I have. There's a lot of frozen moments, screen freezes, and it's just awkward.
There was a little bit of it, and also the picture quality's not as good.
Yeah.
But it was a good, and at that point, the Cowboys were getting rolled, so I was whatever. I don't care if I get frozen on a roll.
Yeah.
But it was fascinating.
But you said the food wasn't very good.
some of the food was subpar.
So what?
There was a lot of questioning of
You guys do it where everybody brings. It's like a potluck thing.
Yeah, everybody's got a okay. responsibility.
And then there's Gator does the turkey.
Gator and Pawpaw do the turkey.
Okay.
My wife actually, is real interesting because you did your food rankings on Tuesday, and you just out of the blue, no one saw this coming, mm-hmm. had green bean casserole as number five.
Right.
My wife was responsible for the green bean casserole. So the way we do it is we have like this big table set up because my mom's side of the family is not too big, right? There's my family of four, Gator and Papa, and my sister's family of five, right? So you're talking about 11 people. So we all go in the next room and all the food's laid out on a table and we circle around it and then go into the big dining room table. So my wife was in line next to me as I'm doing my plate. And I walked right by the green bean casserole. I don't got time for a green bean casserole.
Oh my God, you were missing out.
Well, my wife stopped me and said, "You didn't get any green bean casserole." I said, "Yep." And I started to put more stuffing on my plate. She goes, "I made the green bean casserole." I said, yeah, you sure did, didn't you? And so I started to walk off. She goes, "You are going to eat some green bean casserole."
Oh, my God, the delicious cheese and the onion strings and some mushrooms in there.
She had mushrooms and all that stuff. So I put a scoop. She was like, "That's all you're putting on there?"
Nice.
So I put a second scoop. So then I sat next to her for lunch. And she noticed that my plate was clean except for a pile of green bean casserole. She goes, you have to at least eat that much of the green bean casserole. I was like, damn it, okay.
Yeah.
So I started
delicious,
eating.
Right?
I think it was fine. I think it was good compared to other green bean casseroles.
Yeah.
Right? But if I got potato stuffing and turkey and steed, I'm not like, "Oh, I need more green bean casserole." I'm like filling my belly full of that stuff.
Man, we've fallen into a rut with Thanksgiving food.
Oh no, it's like missionary?
Well, it's worse than that. It's
what kind of drought is this?
Well, along the way,
great question, Chippy.
Thank you.
Along the way, it used to be my mom was in charge of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And, she would host everything at her house, and she was a Jedi master.
She could work it all, couldn't she?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
One point, I don't know. She was incredible.
Still is, dog.
And no, she is incredible, but at one point, my dad had passed, and we started, she was like, "Well, I'm not going to host this at my house," and we started hosting.
Is that when you guys started doing the Groupon thing?
Right around the time of the Groupon thing, and we started hosting, and then from there, she just chunked up the deuce sign and was like, "Woohoo, I don't have to make it anymore," and so good for her. She shouldn't have to.
Right, she retired.
But my wife, Kat, is, she's very, number one, she's very frugal. And which is great for me because I'm not, but she's very frugal and careful. Like she does, if there's something in the pantry and it's a little bit old, she's not getting rid of it because we paid for that.
Oh man.
So you better get in there and eat that. And so there's stuff in the refrigerator in our pantry that I always see. I'm like, "Good Lord, I don't trust anything in here."
Right.
Because she's trying to save money and be smart.
You guys are going to get sick because we bought this.
And so whenever I go to get food for the family, like on, Wednesday night, mm-hmm. I went out and got barbecue for the family and brought it home.
Delicious.
And she is immediately scrutinizing and managing my order, thinking that I got too much.
Right. Oh, man.
And then she's there with my sister-in-law, my older brother's wife, and she's telling him, "Ben always gets too much." And my sister-in-law is like, "Tony does the same thing."
Right.
And we're like, "Well, yes, we'd rather have too much than too little."
Leftovers are amazing.
Right. So that's our philosophy.
Yeah.
It's a great philosophy. We don't want somebody to be there, I wish I could have some brisket, but there's just not enough for everybody, so I can't really have any. No, there's more than enough.
I support you. You're right on this.
Yes. And so I didn't realize this, but there's not, my wife's great, but when she makes meals, it's always missing one ingredient.
Oh, no.
Love. She cooks with a lot of spite, and and so
all the food's real salty.
Well, yeah, it's like
this is her revenge. This dinner?
She's the reluctant chef, like she'll do it and it'll be good, but she's also a little bit pissed that she has to do it.
Would that be a good series on the Food Network, The Reluctant Chef? We put the chef in positions they don't want to be in. Awkward cooking situations they have no desire to complete.
But no one is complaining because no one else is doing it.
Right.
Okay?
It's easy to complain when
you're not doing it. We went from having having my mom, who was like, could have had her own cooking show, making these glorious meals,
right?
To having my wife, God, is this really falling on my lap? And it's my fault too. I'm like, God, thank you for doing this.
Right.
But so when it came to the turkey this year, she's like, I'm not going to cook a turkey. What? I don't want to get up. I don't want to have to. And I'm not blaming her. I'm not getting up either. We could have smoked one on a green egg, or we could have cooked one in the oven, but neither one of us wanted to cook for a day and a half or anything. So, yeah, don't worry about it. Get it. So she went and found some place that she could get a smoked turkey.
Okay.
So it was good to go.
Smoked turkeys to go.
And they delivered it to the house like the night before.
All right.
Which she was rolling the dice there, but they did show up and deliver the turkey. And it was great. The problem was when I saw it, I was like, oh, this is awesome. Everybody gets individual, you know, game hen turkeys. Cornish game hen.
Cornish hens.
Cornish hens.
Okay, yeah, Cornish hen Thanksgiving.
It was the smallest turkey. In fact, it was probably an illegally killed turkey.
Right.
Because it was too small. It was a baby turkey.
Right, right, right.
It was the smallest turkey I've ever seen.
So it wasn't a Thanksgiving miracle.
And it wasn't a Thanksgiving miracle. So I decided, and this is, you know, along the way, we had driven by one of those honey-baked ham stores. And I'm like, man, I'm going to have to go in there and get some honey-baked ham.
Okay.
Because it was an old Rogers family tradition, just have that big glazed honey ham out.
A lot of people
awesome.
Do that. A lot of people have a ham and a turkey.
And so, considering that we had a pint-sized turkey, you know, junior turkey.
Right.
Figure, what the hell? Well, I almost got in a fist fight at the honey-baked ham place.
Why? Because there's always a line going out the door?
That's not why.
Oh.
Now, I didn't, nothing happened, but in my mind, it could have gone either way at any point.
Uh-huh.
First of all, I drove by that honey-baked ham place, and I was shocked to see there wasn't a line out the door. This is on Thanksgiving Eve.
Right, okay.
And I'm like, hey, what the hell?
Right.
I'm going to go get it. And so my wife didn't want me to get one. She's like, no one's going to eat that. I was like, well, the Rogers family grew up with honey-baked ham. Everyone had their own individual honey-baked ham, and there was always honey-baked ham. Travis Frederick once ate a whole honey-baked ham.
That's true. At a Rogers family event.
And so I'm like, I can't even believe there's. And so I don't let her go in with me because she's already telling me to get a small one.
Right.
You know, I'm like, I'm going in by myself.
A cat doesn't like when people enjoy food.
Yeah, she just wants, she's frugal. She's smart, you know?
There's a philosophy of you eat to sustain, not eat for enjoyment.
We want to have a eating competition. Right. Like, you know, we want to put on a show.
You guys enjoy flavor.
Yeah, it's a celebration of gluttony when we throw down.
Right.
And so I made her wait in the car with our daughter while I went into the Honey Bay Camp store. And as I'm going in, it's still busy, but it wasn't lying outside the door.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy tried to park his car where I was walking.
Oh.
And he didn't wait for me to, like, move out of the way. And I'm not really moving that quickly with the torn MCL in my knee.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of he just went ahead and, I mean, he almost hit me with his car.
Really?
And I'm like,
did you kick his ass?
Son of a bitch. I'm thinking, so I go.
How big was he?
He wasn't that big.
Oh, kick his ass.
And so I go in.
Grace could take him.
As I'm going in, it was right in front of the front door to the Honey Bag Camp place. So I didn't open the door for him. I'm like, screw this guy.
Did you hold it closed?
I walked in, and it would have really, the right thing to do would have been to hold it open. I purposely just let it shut right on him.
Did you tell him I let that shut on you because you almost ran me over with your car, a-hole?
And then I'm like, I'm still a little bit mad, but I haven't said anything.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets right on me in my space, which I hate.
Oh, yeah.
He's all on me. Mm-hmm. It's almost like he's almost in me.
Right.
Ooh, he's behind me.
What a freak
and
show that is.
And he's in my ear,
can
and
you
he goes,
give me that space?
He goes, man, this place is crowded, real loud in my ear. And I turn around. I give him the nod like, yeah, it is. He's on the phone. He's not talking to me.
Oh, he's ignoring you.
Yeah, and he's yelling in my ear in my space.
Wow.
And he's like, I don't know. What do I get here? And the dude's rocking an earring.
Right.
He's got the frosty tips.
Did you yank the phone out of his hand and throw it across the store?
So wanted to knock him out. And we got up to the front, and just about time for me to go to one of the registers, and he was so on me that I went to get my phone out of my back pocket, and I knew he was there, so I went back a little bit more aggressively, caught him right in the chest.
Sweet.
Was it Guy Fieri?
It was great, Guy Fieri. It looked just like Guy Fieri. But I was able to go to, and I heard him arguing with a lady at a register, and I'm thinking, man, what a D-bag.
Right.
What an absolute D-bag. So I was able to avoid getting arrested at, you know, before the holidays, which was, you know, important for your family.
Yeah,
would have been a better story.
It would have been buried. But then we went back and enjoyed, you know, the smoked Cornish game turkey.
Nah, you guys didn't enjoy that.
No, I didn't really enjoy it that much. And
I heard the ham was a huge hit.
I like to make Thanksgiving stew.
Uh-huh.
You take a little bit of dark meat, you take some stuffing, take some cranberry, you take a little bit of pecan pie, actually,
ooh,
which is a shocker, and you throw it in there. and a little mashed potatoes, and you stir it all up, and you pour a little gravy on there to set it off, you mix it all in, and you have a Thanksgiving stew. I didn't even like the ingredients enough to make that.
Oh, man, that's terrible. I'm really disappointed. So, it's me, Thanksgiving stew.
Oh, hey, Thanksgiving stew.
So I'm doing great.
So, yeah, I guess all in all, it wasn't that great of a Thanksgiving, but it was good to see the family and
doesn't
stuff.
Sound
but
like
food,
it
wasn't a celebration of gluttony like I'd hoped for. So
sounds like everybody went their own separate ways pretty quick. Because the food didn't bring everybody together. Sounds like everybody was on their electronics in 10 minutes, not paying attention to each
other. Everyone's still in town. We hung out and watched movies and stuff, except Tony. Tony went and got on his plane and flew off. It's so weird that my brother just flies everywhere he goes.
I saw that. You need to go to Ben's Twitter account, at Ben Rogers. I saw him taking off in your backyard.
That wasn't my backyard.
That was your backyard. I've been out to your house.
And you would be amazed how many tiny airports there are around. But there's an airport right down the street from Light Farms. It's on 380 over by Coit Road.
Yep.
Some McKinney Airport over there. And Aero Fart Airport. And so, yeah, you just pull up. You know, he's like... his plane sitting there. He's like, thank you. Just drop him off at his plane. Then he gets on the runway and takes off.
God,
it's like
awesome.
So weird.
That's my latest fetish site is tiny airport, huge plane. God, that's so hot, dude.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.